Ruth too well.
所以我不能够像讲路加福音或者讲这个林前林后一样。
So I can't speak it like I spoke Luke.
因为他们读了二十遍以后，他们知道这里，知道那里，根本不要翻圣经的。
So when they read it 20 times, they don't have to turn through the different portions.
因为对你们来讲，有的人根本翻也没有翻过的。
So for some of you, maybe you haven't read it.
我说三遍，可能有的人没有读。
So I said three times, maybe some of you haven't read.
但你已经坐在这里了。
But you're seated here.
那么你希望能有一点收获回去。
Well, you want to receive something from the Lord.
所以呢，我想我们还是顾到一般弟兄姊妹的
需要。So we will consider all brothers and sisters.
我们还是试试看，我们把这一卷书把它读一读。
So let us read this book.
然后我们会把重点到底属灵的意思来告诉弟兄。
So we'll point out the spiritual points in this book.
好，现在我们来看第一章第一节。
So let us read in chapter 1, verse 1.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居。
Now it came about in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons.
那么第二节就告诉我们这个人的名字叫什么。
And then in verse 2 it tells us what the name of the man was.
他的妻子。
His wife.
还有两个儿子。
Two sons.
那么第二节说这人名叫以利米勒。
This man's name was Elimelech.
他的妻名叫拿俄米。
Name of his wife Naomi.
他两个儿子。
And two names of his two sons.
一个叫马伦，一个叫基连。
One was Mahlon, one was Chilion.
那么他们通通是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。
And they were all Ephrathites of Bethlehem in Judah.
所以他们就到了摩亚地，就住在那里。
Now they entered the land of Moab and remained there.
但是呢，悲剧就发生了。
But then a tragedy happened.
Naomi 的丈夫死。以利米勒死了。
Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died.
剩下妇人和她两个儿子。
And she was left with her two sons.
那么这两个儿子呢，就娶了摩亚的女子。
And these two sons married Moabites.
那么这个一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫路德。
One's name was Orpah, the other Ruth.
他们在那里就住了大概有十年。
And they lived there about 10 years.
结果悲剧又发生了。
Then another tragedy occurred.
马伦和基连两个人也死了。
Mahlon and Chilion also died.
剩下拿俄米没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
And the woman was bereft of her two children and her husband.
所以这个路德记一开始就是以悲剧开始。
So in the beginning of the book of Ruth, it starts with tragedy.
那么这里特别告诉我们说是在士师秉政的时候。
And this tells us that this was during the famine.
士师秉政，士师 judge.
Oh, there's the time of the judges.
所以告诉我们这个故事呢是在士师时代所发生的故事。
So this occurred in the time of the judges.
我们知道在以色列历史里面。
Now, in the history of Israel,
有一段历史是黑暗时期。
Now, there was a dark time in the history of dark age in the time of Israel.
这一段时间一共有多少年呢？
Now, how many years were this dark age?
有450年。
450 years.
而且最稀奇的。
And the most amazing thing was this.
当你读士师记的时候。
When you read the book of Judges.
里面有一段的日子神根本就不承认的。
There is a period of time that God doesn't even consider or count.
因为以色列人曾经在这段时间被掳五次。
Because during this time, Israel was taken away 5 times.
Captive
5 times.
结果神就让他们被掳到外邦人的手里。
So they were captured into the Gentile hands.
那什么时候他们在外邦的王的手里？
So whenever they were in the hands of the Gentile kings.
那些日子神根本不计算。
God doesn't even count those days.
所以你就知道说那450年是以色列历史中最黑暗的日子。
So those 450 years are the darkest times in the history of Israel.
那路德记的故事就是那个时候的故事。
Now the story of Ruth occurred at that time.
所以你就知道那个整个故事的背景是一个漫漫的长夜，是很黑很黑的晚上。
So that background was that you are in these dark ages of 450 years.
你们如果有人读士师记。
If some of you read the book of Judges.
那叫士师记啊，大概总共只有21章。
Now Judges only has 21 chapters.
但士师记里面所发生的事。
But the story that occurs in the book of Judges.
你从基督的眼光来读的话。
So if you read it from the perspective of Christians.
有的地方你读不下去。
Sometimes you cannot read on.
参孙很有能力。
Samson is full of power.
他是个大力士，他是个勇士。
He is a strong man.
你看见神的能力在他身上。
And the power of God was upon him.
你有没有觉得很稀奇、啊、
But isn't it amazing?
神的灵在参孙身上。
The spirit of God was upon Samson.
参孙很有能力。
Samson was very powerful.
但是那个能力不能改变参孙。
That power cannot change Samson.
那个参孙可以把狮子撕碎了。
Samson could tear out the lions.
那个能力能叫参孙扛住这个什么扛住这个把这个门这个把这个门弄掉了以后然后可以扛在肩膀上一直扛到希伯伦的。
So, Samson carry a huge door on his back all the way to Hebron.
所以你看见说参孙是在圣经里面难得一个有能力的人。
So, Samson was one with power.
神的能力神的灵在哪里
Where is the spirit of God?
那么你看能力就在哪里
Then there is power.
我们每一个人都羡慕像参孙一样。
We are all envious of someone like Samson.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
神的灵虽然降在参孙身上。
Even though the spirit of God was upon Samson.
但参孙一点的改变也没有。
But Samson had no change.
他仍旧犯罪。
He still sinned.
他犯许多罪我们根本不敢犯的。
So he committed some sins that we dare not sin.
而且他犯了罪以后。
After he sinned.
他能力还在他身上。
His power was still on him.
他能够把那些东西放在他肩膀上，然后一直走到最高的山，就是希伯伦山上。
So he could put all of those things on his back and all the way up to Mount Hebron.
你看看
，You see that?
这就是参孙。
This is Samson.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
你如果读四世纪整本的书的话
，If you read the book, whole book of Judges.
那么弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你的感觉是什么呢
？What do you feel?
我们知道从前有一个爱主的弟兄，他的名字叫做史伯克弟兄。
Now there was a brother who loved the Lord. His name was T. Austin Sparks.
他说他每次读四世纪都希望快快的读。
Because every time he said, every time I study the book of Judges, I want to read through it quickly.
他然后我要找个地方洗个澡。
Then I want to find a place to take a Because there's too many description about sin.
那不止这样。
Not only that.
圣经告诉最后一句话是怎么来结束整本的士师记。
How does the book of Judges conclude?
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
这就是 Bay of Islands 最早的时候。
This is the start of Bay of Islands.
你看见吗？在那个时候，那个地方就被认为是这个是整个这个太平洋的地狱洞。
That time it was considered the hellhole of the Pacific.
每一个人都照着他自己意思来行。
Everybody did according to what it was in his own eyes.
你看，你当你读四世纪的时候
，If you read the book of Judges,
没有王
，There's no king.
你读完了整本的四世纪
，You read the whole book of Judges.
现在你才知道说以色列中间没有王
，There's no king in Israel.
个人任意而行
，Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
这就是整本的四世纪。
This is the whole book of Judges.
所以四世纪可以说给我们看见一个很深很暗的一个长夜。
So the book of Judges shows us a very long and dark night.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
路德记就像黑夜里面一个明亮的星一样。
The book of Ruth is just like the star in the mid of the night.
整个四世纪好像一个脏污染过的池塘一样。
The whole book of Judges is like a polluted pool.
但是路德记就像那一朵莲花或者荷花一样。
So Ruth is just like that lotus on that pool.
这就是路德记给人感觉。
This is the sense that the book of Ruth gives us.
四世纪给你听见哈米吉顿战场厮杀的声音。
So, the book of Judges shows you the sound of the war in Armageddon.
你知道将这个阿米基顿战场是启示录告诉我们的。
So the battleground of Armageddon is told to us by the book of Revelation.
拿破仑说那是世界最好的战场。
Napoleon tells us that's the best battlefield in the world.
但拿破仑不知道。
But Napoleon didn't know.
这个战场是个古老的战场。
This battlefield is an ancient battlefield.
在圣经里面描写过好几次的战争。
The Bible describes many battles.
请记得。
Remember.
那个古老的战场哈米基顿战场就是在世世纪里面。
The ancient battlefield is found in the book of Judges.
世世纪你看见好多的骆驼好多的兵从东方过来。
In the book of Judges, you see many camels, many armies coming from the east.
启示录将来哈米基顿那些军队也是从东方过来。
In the book of Revelation, you see that the horsemen will come from the east in the book of Revelation.
那么你听见那个战场厮杀的声音。
When you hear the rumors of war and killing.
No.不是 rumor, 厮杀就是杀杀杀。
You hear the sounds of killing.
他们在那喊杀，在那到处都是杀人的声音。
And then you hear the sound of murder and killing.
这是战场的声音。
This is the sound of the battlefield.
你知道在战场上啊。
You know, in the battlefield.
特别每一个人都胆小的。
Everybody is timid.
那你都是害怕打仗，都是怕死的。
And you're all afraid to die.
所以当你要去真的上战场以前。
So before you enter into the battlefield.
你要这个对付你的敌人以前。
Before you deal with your enemy.
这个时候呢你害怕但是你要壮自己的胆。
Now you're afraid, but you have to build up your courage.
你要壮自己胆你就要大声的喊。
To build up your courage, you have to scream loudly.
大家都喊
Not just one person scream, everyone scream.
一直喊到你的眼睛好像充满了血丝一样
You scream until the point where your eyes are full of blood.
那这个时候你有勇气来杀人了
Now you have the courage to kill people.
所以你看见战场上都是这样的声音的
That's always the sound in the battlefield.
这是为什么你去看那些毛利的秀的他们你去看他们的秀的时候
So that's why when you go to see the Maori shows.
你看见他们做什么他们就是给他们看见他们这个怎么打仗的
So what they show people is how they go to war.
他们凶得不得了，对不对
？They're so mean.
你看着他们的舌头伸得好长
，so that they stick out their tongues.
眼睛睁得好大
，their eye open their eyes wide.
他是要对方，要吓唬你的。
They want to scare the other enemy.
其实他自己怕得不得了
，but because he himself is full of fear.
他壮自己的胆子。
He is just strengthening his own courage.
在战场上
，in the battlefield.
你看见那个嘶声，那个战场的嘶，他们喊杀的声音。
So when they scream kill and kill,
你远远都能够听见。
You can hear it from a distance.
但到了路德记
But the book of Ruth
不是
No
你看见是问安的是 greeting 的声音
It's the sound of greetings
你看见说等到这个波阿斯来到农场的时候
So when Boaz came to the farm
你看见那些农人那些工人和他们的主人
So these servants and their lord
他们彼此问安
They greeted each other
愿神赐福给你
May the Lord be with you
愿神与你同在
May the Lord bless you
你想想看
Think about it
现在不再是战场了
Now it's no longer just a battlefield
现在乃是田园乃是农田里面的故事
Now it's a story in the farm
现在没有杀声现在是问安的声音
You don't have the sound of killing now you have the sound of greeting
所以当你读了路德记的时候
So after you study the book of Ruth
刚好和士师记是个强烈的对比
It is a great contrast with the book of Judges
其实在犹太的经典里面
Now in the writings of the Jews
就圣经在旧约圣经里面
Oh, in the Old Testament
其实路德记是士师记的一个 appendix 一个附录
The book of Ruth is but an appendix to the book of Judges
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
就是这一卷书
This book
回答了很多士师记里面不能回答的问题
Answered many questions that couldn't be answered in the book of Judges
士师记最后一句话是那时以色列中没有王
It says in those days there were no king in Israel in the last place in the book of Judges
个人任意而行
Everyone did what was right in his own eyes
那路德记最后一句是什么
What is the last phrase in the book of Ruth
俄贝德生耶西耶西生大卫
It says and Obed was born Jesse and to Jesse David
当大卫诞生的时候
When David was born
以色列有王
Then Israel had a king
他不只有王而且是合乎神心意的王
Israel not only had a king but this king was one who was after God's own heart
现在明白吗
Now you understand
那个漫漫长夜以色列那种光景
That long dark night and the condition of Israel
他答案在哪里
Where was its answer
他的 solution 他解决之道在哪里
Where was the solution for the problem of no king
在路德记
The answer and the solution of the book of Ruth.
等到路德记故事发生到最后的时候
So when you come to the end of the book of Ruth,
现在有王了
Now you have a king.
现在不是个人随喜照着自己的意思来做
Now is not everyone doing what he wills.
请记得
Remember,
这就是为什么神给我们路德记
That's why the Bible gives us the book of Ruth.
明白吗
You understand?
当圣经第一节当第一章第一节说当士师秉政的时候
It said, now it came about in the days when the judges governed.
这个故事就发生在那个时候
and that story occurred at that time
那么在这个背景底下
now under this background
那么告诉我们在迦南地发生了什么
it tells us there was a story in Canaan
它是国中遭遇饥荒
and that there was a famine in the land
那么这指着整个迦南地说的
it speaks of the whole of Canaan
你知道以色列人呢神给他们块地叫做迦南美地
now you know that the people of Israel God gave them a land called the land of Canaan
迦南地是牛奶与蜜之地
the land of Canaan is a land full with milk and honey
奶是动物的饥 精华。
Now, milk is the essence of the animal life.
蜜是植物的精华。
Now, honey is the essence of plant life.
所以这两样东西放在一起就代表生命的精华。